You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up on Food Friday, we'll be diving into a comic book that is also a Korean cookbook.
Right now, we're taking a look at one woman's experience with tough choices and reconciliation. Mai Ning Mua is a writer who spent many of her formative years in Minnesota, which, along with Wisconsin, has one of the largest Hmong communities in the country. Her new book shares her experience as a Hmong American woman.
It tells the story of what happened when she was getting married and decided that she didn't want her husband to be to follow the Hmong custom of paying a bride price. Her mother disagreed with her for rejecting a custom that many viewed as a promise of love and security for a bride, and that disagreement had painful consequences.
Mai Ning Mua is a writer and founder of the Hmong literary arts journal, Pandao Voice. She joins us in studio now to talk about her memoir, The Bride Price, a Hmong Wedding Story. Mai Ning, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start out with defining what is a bride price and how does it differ from a dowry?
So in the Hmong community, as with several other communities, the bride price is money you pay the bride's parent for marrying her. And it is different from the dowry in that the dowry includes all the gifts and supplies that family members give the bride to start her life.
And so this money can be in the thousands of dollars?
There is, in the Hmong community, there is a going rate, if you will, for the bride price. It could be as much as $5,500 or as much as $20,000.
And when you got married in 2003, you objected to the bride price. You didn't follow this custom. Why not?
I did. I really struggled with it because growing up, I had heard all these stories, my mother's stories, about the impact of the bride price on her. And as a young girl growing up, I felt like that was not the thing for me. So I had this idea of not wanting a bride price for myself if I married a Hmong man. And so I did marry a Hmong man, and I told him about it. I actually didn't think he would take me seriously because I hadn't seen other women. I've heard other Hmong women not want a bride price, but no one going through and actually getting that wish. And with my own personal story of having kidney disease and a transplant, I just felt like it was the right decision for me.
You said you had multiple strikes against you,
yes.
And that if people didn't like your story, your memoir, it didn't matter to you. Can you, explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, the multiple strikes is, you know, as a Hmong woman, when I was a child, I lost my father, so I grew up without a dad. And in the Hmong community, which is a very patriarchal community, you know, having a father is really important as the head of household. So that was one. You know, two is that when I, you know, had kidney disease, you know, that was kind of strike two. Some in the Hmong community said that I must have done something wrong in a previous life to have kind of earned kidney disease. And then the third strike was, you know, the way I got married and not wanting a bride price, and I didn't do it right. And so in writing this story, you know, people aren't going to like, people already don't like me. And so I might as well tell the story I need to tell.
You interviewed other relatives. You interviewed Hmong women to get them to get their take on the bride price. Can you read a passage where you talk about that?
Sure. So this is early on in the book, and this is when I am asking my older brother to talk to my mom and ask her not to collect a bride price, and we're arguing about it. So. Later, I would learn from my elders that the bride price is known as li ming li nong, which translates as the price for milk and care. It is the debt owed to the parents for the milk and care used to raise a good daughter. It thanks them and says, "We are marrying your daughter, It compensates the bride's family for their future economic loss because the bride will leave her family. Anything she makes from this point on will belong to her husband and his family. The elders say the bride price is a promise that the groom and his family will love and care for the bride and will not abandon or abuse her. Since they have invested good money in the bride, she is valuable and they will take good care of her. If the groom's family pays the requested bride price, it means they want the bride in their family.
Mm. What happened between you and your mom?
My mom, as a war widow, doesn't have a lot of standing in the Hmong community. And so when I asked my mom, when I had the meeting with my mom and my older brother and my pastors in my house, and we had decided to do a church wedding for us, that was great, you know. And then my uncles, who were not at the meeting, went to talk to my mom individually and separately from that meeting. And they basically took over and just said, you know, this is our responsibility. This is what we do. And as they should, you know, because my father died, then my uncles are responsible for my brothers and I. And so my mom and I had a, my mom and I didn't talk for more than a year, which is hard to do in a close-knit community where you show up and you see each other,
yeah,
you know, but you don't talk to each other.
But you went to see her at the farmers markets.
Mm-hmm. Yes. After my trip to Laos and Thailand, I came back and I tried many times to call her, to talk to her, to visit her, and none of those things worked. And so I needed a different method, a way that she would understand. And so I decided that what makes sense for her was to go help her in the farm and to help her at her farmer's market stand, that was work she understood.
Did she accept that?
She did. You know, she was by herself. She didn't have a lot of help. And so what Hmong people value a lot is they don't value empty words, but they value work, and they value showing them how you love them. And so I needed, that was my way of showing my mother my dedication and commitment and love for her, doing something that she's really good at and helping her in the way that makes sense to her.
We're talking right now with Mai Ning Mua. She is a writer and founder of the Hmong literary arts journal Pandao Voice. Her new book is The Bride Price, a Hmong wedding story. It is her memoir. You interviewed a lot of people for your book to bring more into your memoir, to understand more even about what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. What did you learn about the bride price that you didn't know, after writing this book?
So Hmong women are all over the place with the bride price. There are some Hmong women that insist on a bride price because that's how the Hmong community values Hmong women. There are others that insist they don't want a bride price because, you know, it goes against who they are. And then there are others who don't really care. They don't really know. They don't really understand. And so where Hmong women fall on the spectrum, I think, is indicative of where we are with this complex issue of being Hmong in America. And it's illustrative of what my community wrestles with, be both Hmong and be an American, and trying to honor ourselves at the same time as honoring our community.
You've said in another interview that your book is not aimed at telling other Hmong Americans to reject the bride price. What do you want people to take away from this memoir?
Yeah. What I hope this memoir will do is stimulate conversations in my community about what it means to be Hmong in America. I want the young folks to use my book as an excuse to talk to their parents, to ask questions, and to dig deeper. And so it's really a challenge for the community to own who you are and know why you believe those things that you believe, not a, you know, go against the bride price, but really dig deep and own who you are.
Very quickly before we go, has your view of the bride price changed since you were in your 20s and now as a person older and also a parent?
It has not. It has actually solidified now that I'm older and I don't have to prove anything to anyone else. My views on the bride price have actually been right all along, and I'm much more convinced that that was the right choice for me to have done, even and the only choice I could have made, you know, in my 20s.
Mining, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Mining Mua. She is a writer and founder of the Hmong literary arts journal Pandao Voice. She joined us to talk about her new book, The Bride Price, a Hmong Wedding Story. She'll be talking about her writing and leading a workshop today and tomorrow at UW-Madison.
Coming up after the news, it's Food Friday, and we'll talk to a comic book artist who created an entire comic book full of recipes inspired by her mother's traditional Korean dishes. I'm Judith Sears-Boisson.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.